And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast. The podcast.
Somebody's in here.
Big D and Bubba.
Where is everyone?
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, that's a classic gold, the Merry Christmas guy. Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
We loved him so much. Oh, wait, what? Oh, we have a FedEx delivery going on right now. Hi there. Wave to the people. Hey, there he goes. That was kind of a dip.
Is that for us?
I think. What is it?
Merry Christmas!
It is for us.
Thank you, FedEx guy.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
It's from Peter Kosan.
Oh, you can
it's
open this
Christmas
up right now.
It's Christmas presents.
Give
me your scissors there, Bubba.
All right.
Let's see. It's not.
Here you go.
I don't think it's popcorn this time.
I know. That doesn't look like popcorn.
You know, we did not get popcorn this
year. Yeah, Peter
year.
Always sends us popcorn tins, which are fantastic,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's that fancy Chicago popcorn.
We actually were able to save the day using the popcorn tin from last year because when our toilet broke and the water was out.
We didn't actually do that, thank God.
We had the bucket brigade ready.
Okay.
He was ready to go with
I was
bucket.
Ready to go. Bucket
He's
brigade.
Like, I've got one of these popcorn tins.
Okay,
I'm like,
our
I'm
gym
not doing that.
Is a tenth of the mile down the road. Yeah. Go down there and use their bathroom.
No, but I was talking about for here because Ooh. We had the day the toilet
right.
went out or the water went
but
out.
But yeah, go there and use their bathroom.
Uh-oh. Do I see a Patagonia logo?
I do.
Oh, good. Snap.
What?
Ooh, we got cards for each
Aww.
Of
Aw. That's so nice. The timing
Carson?
Really could not have been better.
Yeah, no. I mean, the FedEx guy walked in
Literally,
right
I
as
know.
We hit.
FedEx guy shows up. Oh, I'm going to read that later because it's... A nice little note.
Oh, is it?
Note. Thank you, Peter.
I got two words. happy holidays.
it says 2019 marks our 10th year in business at Compass,
oh
which is our syndication partner. That is really nice.
That's great.
And it's got a little letter highlighting everything that's going on.
While you are looking through that, I do want to say this because it's very important. The podcast this week, since we were slightly derailed by the FedEx guy walking in right as we started, the podcast is sponsored by our friends at OOO O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. All day, every day. What else, Patrick? What you got?
Oh. Just,
is that a new contract or something?
No. It's like a really long letter oh, from dear. Peter that I really like want to read, but I can't.
Not
read
right
it while
now.
We're on the podcast. Yeah. This is an XL. Let's see. Oh, if he sent all XLs,
that'll be amazing.
That will be so great. Because he knows we're fatter than that. This is a large. I'm betting that's for you. So that means
well,
none
no,
of these
aren't these? Would they be for Sam and?
They're all going to be for Sam and Amber. If
all
they're
of them.
All. Oh, double X.
Oh, that's
Sweet.
Me.
These
I'm double X,
me.
Dude.
I'm double X.
I'm the double
Speak
X,
for yourself.
Dude.
This is a 3X.
That's got to be D.
There's full D. And this is a 3X, which I guess they think I'm also 3X. So there you go.
What's up with that?
So here's the double for you. It's,
All right.
It's
Thank
heavier
you, sir.
Than ours.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, this is real nice.
So what do we got?
I got.
Dang, Peter.
Man, I don't know. Looks like there's six people. But
yeah.
Five. Things.
Well, swap me out a sweatshirt.
Yeah,
I'll take
XL.
Well, yeah, because Sam's skinnier than I am. I could lose 100 pounds and I'll still be bigger in the
Y'all don't tell Amber
below my that. Neck region than Sam is.
Is that where your brain is?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. That's where my brain is.
This is so
that's
soft.
Really nice.
Is it? Hold on.
Oh, this is mine is different than yours. This
oh, it is?
So soft. Yeah, because that probably didn't come in super fat, which is. Triple X.
Ooh, it's fuzzy inside.
I would put
this
mine on, but
so
I would sweat.
Better.
I get so hot in here. And it's weird because like everybody who comes in, all of the guests who come into the studio, they're like, it is so cold in here. I'm standing in between four computers. They're all right by my knees. And the heat coming off of that, I'm 10 degrees warmer than everybody else in this room. And I can't wear things. Like Peter, I would love to wear it. I will wear it later.
Yeah.
But I can't do it here in the studio because I would cook.
Does yours have the logo on the sleeve?
Too? Yeah, they're all
oh,
on the sleeve.
Oh, it's so cool.
I think it's very nice. Peter's awesome.
I'm going to wear this.
Also, wear thank this. You to Marianne Sophia, one of our friends, who has hooked us up and gifted us with a lot of
Lots
crazy
Lots of presents.
Stuff.
We're going to save those and open them for the Christmas party,
Oh, it's going to be great.
So if you're wondering why we're not opening them yet, we're in our Christmas party on Thursday, the 20th.
I would like to say something right now because people have been going crazy. Earlier this morning, we did a thing on the show where on the radio show where we did a, you know, everybody's gone band crazy. Let's ban this song. We need to ban that song. Well, we decided to let you, our 17 listeners, ban a song. And you could pick whatever it was. And it wasn't because of political reasons or religious reasons or whatever. It's just whatever the song is that you're just sick of hearing for Christmas. We took votes and we said whatever that one is, it's going to be banned. Banned for the entire season. And the votes came in. It was very close. Grandma got run over by a reindeer and Christmas shoes. We're almost there. We ended up at a dead heat at the very end. And a caller called in, and they were like, it's got to be Christmas shoes. So we dodged a bullet there because Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I would have gladly banned that if that was people voted for.
I appreciate that the two songs that came out on top were both about death in their own way.
Yeah,
festive.
True.
Very festive.
It's very true.
Yep.
So we've been catching a little bit of heat on that because people don't understand what we were doing.
You don't ban
the idea. They're like, don't ban any Christmas songs. No, you're horrible. You're
dummy.
Part of the problem.
I'm letting we're you like, pick. It's a joke. Yeah. And also, I'm not going to play that
Stop
song anyway.
Stop being funny, Patrick.
And, yeah.
And here's the thing, too. It wasn't like we were banning a song because of any real reason. We're taking that song away this year just during the morning show. If the rest of the station wants to go with it, too, they can do that. But we're like, whatever it is. And because we wanted to jump on the bandwagon. All these people are getting publicity out of it. We need some publicity.
I want to see if I can put this large jacket on.
I would love to see you in a large.
I'm not sure that large would have fit me.
I want to see you zip it up.
Oh, I can't put my arms down.
You look like Ralphie.
Or I'm Ralphie's
fat guy in a little compass sweater.
What I like the best
the
is
on the
I can't
sleeve.
Put my arms down.
You can see it real good. It's just I can't put my arms down.
You know what's weird? I just
you
realized.
You're a good billboard.
Patrick, you're wearing a FedEx t-shirt.
I am. FedEx guy showed up. I was wearing his t-shirt.
He didn't even notice that you were
hey, bro.
You
That's
look great.
Right.
Can you really not put your arms down?
Dude, no, not kidding. Uh-huh. This is my arms right now. This is where they are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Carson, will you please help me get this off?
Okay, I'm going to pull.
Oh, my God. It's like
it's stuck.
Finger trap.
Oh, wow. So,
Merry Christmas, Sam.
Stacy and I last night were talking about holiday tipping and everything like that. Christmas tipping time is coming up. And
I was just having this conversation because I had to go see my hairdresser.
Yeah.
And
it's a good thing that I don't have holiday any special relationships
tipping.
With anybody.
Okay, well, what about your garbage guy? See, I have a guy. I don't do like the city or anything like that. I have a guy that I pay $5 less than what the city would charge to come and take my garbage out. I pay him $5 or less instead of coming less a month. Instead of coming once a week, he comes twice a week. Instead of having to put my garbage out to the street, he goes into my backyard and takes it, and we never have to worry about it. So I never miss a garbage day, and it's the world's greatest thing. But how much do I pay him? That's the question for that. I mean, do you pay? Somebody said, well, give them the way to do it is you give them, depending on what it is, a percentage, like 30% of what you pay. And I'm like, 30%'s, you know, a lot if it's a lot of money. But I mean, I think I pay him $25 a month, $25 or $30 a month. So, I mean, 30% of that is nothing.
Right.
So, I mean, in that case, I should probably tip him
better. Well, I've actually seen other schools of thought where they say for things like that or even your hairstylist that you should pay the equivalent of one bill. So you tip him. Oh, trust me, as somebody whose hair costs are more than it should, I was not. Oh, when I got that bill yesterday, I'm like, you are not getting 100% Christmas tip. And not that I don't love her, but I pay a lot for my hair and I tip her every time.
But, and you have really cool hair.
Oh, well, thank you. But in a case like that, I mean, if you're paying $25 a time, like, would it kill you to make one extra $25 dim? Probably not. And like you said, instead of doing a 20%, which is $5, you know, at that point, get him popcorn.
Yeah.
Because that would cost more.
I don't know. I'm kind of in a weird place with that. Like, and somebody told me, too, that you have to, whenever you go to a restaurant, because it's the holiday season, you have to tip better there, too. So if you go out to dinner, instead of doing the 20% tip that you would normally do at dinner, they want you to go 30. And I'm like, wait a minute.
But see, now we're getting into weird situations because I get with, you know, the guy who's taking your trash or your hairdresser or your mail carrier. These are all people who through the year – have been, you know, part of your life and doing right. things for you.
But the waiter or waitress is somebody yeah, that's like, a glancing one
Yeah, like
moment.
If you have a regular bartender or a regular server, absolutely.
Patrick has a regular bartender.
Yeah.
So you take care of that?
A regular bartender good during Christmas?
Yeah.
Do you change your tip? During Christmas, you change your tip.
Yeah. Well, like the last time I know I'm going to be in there, I'll throw extra
Christmas
$10
Eve.
On it. And yeah. be like, yeah. But no, I don't. Wait, this year I might. I might be in the bar on Christmas Eve. I'm just saying. That could happen.
Well, like I talked to my pizza people yesterday at Joey's.
Joey's Pizza.
Yeah, they called
Previously mentioned on Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Yeah, because I had they're catering my Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner.
Nice.
And so I had placed the order, and then I needed something extra that you couldn't order off their website, and it's a whole thing. And they're calling me at like 7 o'clock at night, which I appreciate because they're not usually open that late. So thank you for making sure it gets done. So are they getting a tip? Absolutely, because I see them all through the year. And
you want to take care of them.
Yeah, well, they're going above and beyond for me for Christmas.
Do you think it helps make you a preferred customer, a preferred client, like at your hairdresser and all that kind of stuff? Like, if you tip better, do you think they give you a better haircut?
Yes. Oh, better haircut? No.
Do you
but
think
I would
they
say a better...
move people around? Like, if you go, hey, I'm sorry, I forgot to
yes.
schedule this. Can you please
it can
squeeze
help.
Me in?
Yeah, it can help that they will maybe try to... You know, if there's anything they can do,
so
not
in
saying,
a service type industry, that works.
Oh, for sure. And you know that, like, you know, when you're kind of a regular and you tip a bartender well, or even, you know, a server, like there are restaurants where I used to go all the time and they knew me and I was tipped fairly well. And I think like I would show up and they'd have my drinks waiting for me. So that's just a little nicety, right?
Yeah.
It comes with being recognized as we appreciate you. Well, I appreciate you. And... I guess that's what it's all about.
We all appreciate each other.
Well, I wish they would tip customers. You know, if you're a regular, you come in and they give you a tip for being a regular.
The bar I used to go into in New York City did. They
really?
Actually threw a customer Christmas party every year, and you had to be invited because you had to be a good customer. And the entire night, anything you wanted, didn't matter if it was top shelf, liquor, anything you wanted was on the house. It was customer appreciation Christmas party.
But you were expected to tip really well.
You would tip, but I mean, if I'm sitting there drinking Patrick-style whiskey... Mm-hmm. And I still, even if I leave them $50, there's a good chance for what they would give me, I would have blown way more than that.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
So, and also, these are the guys that when I would show up at the bar, and again, the drink is already waiting for you, they've got your order, or they would tell people to get off a bar stool. Because like, no, Carson's coming in 10 minutes, and that's her seat.
Like, cheers.
Yeah. And it wasn't just me. I mean, there were a number of regulars.
I love that idea.
But yeah, they would. And it's in the middle of Midtown in New York City, and they're shooing people away. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
So,
you take care of them.
Robert on Facebook said, why should you have to pay someone different, a tip differently, just because it's the time of the year? And I think that's how we covered it. You know, that's the thing is... that is the way it rolls. Couple other things I do want to mention because we have slightly different audiences with the radio show and the podcast. The podcast is, you know, people listening on a Wednesday afternoon who can't listen to the morning show or whatever. At Christmas trees, as far as keeping them alive, something else we have discovered, we checked into the arborist deal and don't add stuff to it. You don't have to add Grey Goose. We had somebody saying, oh, put Grey Goose on my tree.
Do not do that.
I'm feeding my tree vodka.
Aspirin was another one people were saying to add. And sugar. None of those do anything. None of them do anything at all. And they said if you want to have a healthy, real tree, just chop the first bottom inch of it off and then... put it in water. Got to keep a lot of water, though, like a ton of water, a quart and a half at least at all times. And then let it soak it up and just keep it watered. Then also away from hot stuff. So don't put it by a radiator. Don't put it by a fireplace.
Fire.
Don't put it by anything like that. And then that way it stays well hydrated and healthy and it won't dry out and catch on fire like the Christmas trees on the bottom of my shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, Bubba's got...
I made the
Christmas
little tie
tree
there.
Fire.
It was an ugly tree anyway, Clark.
I'm going to tell you guys something a little embarrassing.
What happened?
And behind the scenes. Would you mind queuing up the old theme song from a coming podcast?
Oh, okay.
So I'm working on...
What is it called? Is it just the five? Is it number or the word?
Oh, it's you're right. It's five with the word. Forgot to... I'm the one who put it in the system.
All right.
It's... So we're almost done with some contracts and with all this behind the scenes stuff to launch 5 new podcasts coming soon.
And
5
maybe,
new podcasts.
And maybe even more.
Maybe more in the future. But for now, these 5 are about to kill me. So let's just do 5. because we've been working on this for a while. So we've recorded the first episode of all of them. And you got to get like a logo and graphics and all this stuff done. And so Bubba made me a theme song.
It's a great theme song.
I thought it was awful until it got stuck in my head. And I'm like, this is the best / worst thing ever.
That's the idea of a theme song. It's just like with the Different Strokes or the Friends theme or any of these famous themes, Seinfeld, any of these things, they have to be catchy. Think of the Charlie Sheen, the Good Men.
2 and a Half Men.
Yeah, 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, it's awful. You're right. That's awful.
Yeah.
But it works. And so does this.
It's fine. What's country? It's fine.
I think I've seen that band live.
Bubba, by the way. That's all Bubba.
Every bit of it is me.
Bubba also tried to make me some graphics. And no offense, but it just didn't, I didn't like it. And in my mind, I have this thing that I see that I was like, I'm going to go to Fiverr and pay some guy $5.
Somebody in India to somebody knock this out.
This guy was in Iran. Good for him. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I liked the logo he had. It was hand-drawn. I wanted something black and white hand-drawn. I wanted it to just say 5 Whiskey Patrick. And the thing is, I have a picture of me in a suit holding a glass of whiskey.
Okay.
I like the picture, but it's not good enough.
So you had this guy redraw
that
picture?
I'm like, just draw something that kind of looks like me holding a glass of whiskey.
Okay.
So the first thing he sent is this awful black and white.
Okay, don't move. Oh yeah! Wow! No! Oh my God!
Of a guy in a suit holding a glass of whiskey.
It looks like a minstrel show, and that is like the most racist picture
ever.
Yeah.
So it's basically me if I were in blackface and a lot thinner,
and not you,
and not me at all. Okay. No beard. No. Wait.
That is terrible.
It gets worse. So the second one.
So do you have to pay him every time you do this?
No.
You buy a package with certain revisions included.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. Now, that's not really what I'm going for. Here's the picture again. Try to just make it kind of look like me. Clearly, he's just finding pictures and putting them in. He's not actually drawing this. Okay. So, this is a skinny guy with a beard holding a glass of wine now, which is...
Can I see, please?
Not me. Wait. The whole reason I brought this up...
And you sent him the picture of
you. I sent him a picture of me.
And he's using clip art, basically, is what he's doing.
Oh, but it gets worse. You ready for the final one?
Yeah.
That's it right there, Carson.
There you go, Bubba.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
I will encourage you, if you are listening to this podcast, to go and look at the Facebook Live if you want to see this picture, because it's so bad.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's so incredibly. When he sent the third one back, I just canceled the order. I'm like, no, we're good. I'm calling.
Okay. I just canceled my order today.
Carson had the same problem.
Because I also went on Fiverr and I logo. So here's description.
Oh, so Patrick told you, go on Fiverr.
No, I got the idea from her.
Yeah. And I was like, because I was like, we just need something simple, right? And we needed it quick. And so I said, my podcast is called Stop Following Me. So I sent a description and I said,
do you need a theme?
I mean, if you'd like to work on one, I don't have one. Okay. So that would be great.
I would
what
like to make one.
What did you just do, Carson?
Yes!
Oh, I'm excited.
You just gave him carte blanche to go and make you a theme.
So, yeah, right? Please bring it, because I need something that's going to be better than my logo. So I picked this guy because he had done what I thought was a really cool, simple logo.
Yep.
For someone. It was black and white. That's it. It was just black lettering. But he had kind of done a shape, and it was cool. And I was like, all right, cool. And I paid more than $5. I gave him like $17.
He paid
$17.
$17 is a great number.
$17, right? Because, of course, for our listeners. Well, so I send the description, and I'm like, this is for a podcast, so it kind of needs to be simple, because it would be on those kind of hosting places. It's going to be small, so I don't need anything too complicated. Literally just like a stop sign or a hand. The name of the podcast is Stop Following Me. So what I get back is music notes
Okay.
That say, stop following me.
Why? Not at all.
Two different versions of music notes that say, stop
following
me.
No, that's not the
me.
Best. What was the second
so
one you got,
Carson?
So hold on.
So I send back and I go, again, I'm looking for, it's a podcast that's not, and I said, it's not music, so this doesn't work. And I asked for a stop sign or a hand.
Okay.
I then got back an image with balloons.
I want to see that.
That's a, I've got to find it in the account.
I
want to
see the balloon.
Oh,
one.
Balloons.
So I get balloons. So I send back a third note and I go, okay.
How about a stop sign? I mean, if.
So I wrote, I go, again, I'm looking for a stop sign or a hand. Nowhere. And I wrote this because I'm talking. It was like I was typing in my voice. I'm like, nowhere did I ask for balloons. So I have attached an image of a stop sign because perhaps there is a barrier here. So this
yeah,
is what I'm looking
for. Yeah, because he's translating it to, you know, yeah, whatever language
know.
He speaks.
So and- I, so from there, so, and it was a stop sign. I got generically off Google and it had, it was a stop sign with a hand in the middle. And I was like, this is kind of the gist, either a hand, whatever. What he basically did was he sent me back the Google image flipped. So now the hand was going the other way, and then he used that same font. So it's all these different shades of red. That's it. I've had enough.
We're done.
And so I did. I sent a cancellation request, and like, why are you canceling?
Because you suck.
And I'm like, I think there's a barrier. I asked for this, and I'm not. And it's like, I'm all, like, because here's the problem. I'm used to things like Etsy, where most of the time you get what you pay for. Like, yeah. I like this whole DIY thing. It's a nice idea. But when it comes to graphic design, y'all, I think you get what you pay for. And there's a reason these people have to have money.
I have a Etsy question. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. Well, let me show you. A friend of mine who does basic graphic design sent me, hold on. He literally, I was talking to him about it last night. He whipped this up for me.
That's perfect.
That's it. That's all I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
that's
a stop
it.
Sign.
I got
stop
somebody
following.
Who's like, I can do that, and it's not he because he knows what he's doing. So there's no images that he stole from anyone. It is a stop sign that says stop following me.
Yeah,
with a little microphone. So
will you send me that? Can we use that?
Yes.
Okay,
and that was free.
That was free.
He's just doing it.
That's
as
what
a
I
favor.
Did. I called Kelly, who does a lot of art stuff
Kelly's
for us,
great.
And I was like, Kelly, I hate to always call you with stuff, but like...
Why didn't you ask me? You know I love getting
Kelly,
creed.
I hate to always ask you for stuff, but if you don't do this for us, Bubba will do it. And I don't... I know exactly what I want. It's so simple. I just don't have the skill to do it, and neither does this guy in Iran, who I paid $7.
And neither does
yeah,
Bubba.
You know what? I didn't look where my guy is from, but they're... I could tell by his communications back that English is definitely not a first language.
No, the thing is, so. Bubba, with Kelly's, I need to make sure that it's not a font that is off limits.
That
it's
belongs got, to someone.
That belongs to, yeah. So she knows, because she works in graphic design, what we can and can't use on a podcast. She does everything for Compass, our partner. So I don't want to get caught in any kind of crap. If it's not completely originally hand-drawn, which is what I had ordered and did not get, then I need someone who knows all
I
the rules.
I can hand draw you.
But that was my other fear, is because I had sent this guy.
Right
no, because
him.
We don't need. You did
don't
a theme song
that.
And
theme
you hit it out
great,
of the park.
Bubba.
You hit it out of the
no
park.
No encouragement on.
But
the
no, this guy, because I sent an image I literally took off Google, and all he did was flip a hand.
Yeah.
So what I said, if somebody looks at that and goes, hey, that's mine.
That's mine. Right.
Because you obviously don't care, bro, who ain't here.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the Etsy thing I brought up a minute ago.
Yes.
By the way, I might just work on yours, Patrick. Is it already done? Kelly's is great?
Yes.
Okay, dang it.
She's doing it now, and it's going to be great.
So I ordered something on Etsy about a year ago.
Yeah.
And the lady is about an hour away from here. I always like getting Etsy's from local artists and whatnot. And it was a painting that I wanted done. So got it done. Everything was good. And I was like, well, let's just arrange to pick it up because it saves on shipping and all that. So we can't figure this out. Like she can, I can't, whatever. A year has gone by.
Oh.
And about 6 months ago, I lost contact with her. Like she doesn't reply to anything anymore. So I've already paid her on Etsy for this thing, but it's never been delivered. Mm. She did the work, but it never got to me.
Then file
and
a complaint with Etsy.
At one point, I said, you know, hey, look, let's go ahead and do the shipping thing. Just charge me and I'll for the shipping.
Right.
And I'll pay for it right here through Etsy and all that kind of stuff. And nothing. I can't get anything back from her. So do I go to Etsy or
yes.
what do I do?
Yeah, you file a complaint with Etsy.
I really want my painting, though.
okay, well, file the complaint with Etsy is I still want this, but, you know, she has ceased communication and I really want the piece of art, but right now you have no painting and you have no money.
Yeah.
So you got to pick one or the other. So I'd complain to Etsy.
Okay. I just don't like doing that because it gives people a black eye and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, people don't have a problem doing it to me on Poshmark, so.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we had someone, again, I'm selling a lot of vintage clothes and t-shirts. And I take pictures of everything that is stained or if it's got a little hole in it or something. Like, I'm very, it is close up. Here's, it's stained. I get, if you're talking 30-year-old t-shirts, I can't oxy-clean this out. And so I had sent off a t-shirt and had, you know, photographed all the stains and there was a little tiny hole in it. And if I don't get hit with a ding for 3 stars because of cleanliness. I mean, I'd washed it, but like, again, these are stains that have been in there for 3 decades.
Yeah, because you're getting these things from estate sales and things like that. You don't. And are you clear with them? Like when you buy this, do you show the flaws in the shirt?
That's what I'm saying. I have pictures of every stain, every hole, anything that's in there. It is clearly in the photographs.
So when they buy it,
they know
exactly what they're getting. And then they still complain?
Yes. And then ding me with 3 stars instead of 5.
People suck.
Yeah, there's a few of them that have done that. And I'm like, seriously? Again, I could not be more. I'm not trying to pull a bait and switch. You know, so it's like, again, if you go back and look at the listing versus the review, I mean, just a normal person would go, well, she told you there were stains.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
I mean, like, seriously, I here I am. I'm trying not to ding
someone. You're trying
someone.
Not to be. No, be a I'm bad guy because everybody's a bad guy.
Everybody wants to be the bad guy. It's the easy way. Mm-hmm. I just looked over at Big D, who's not here. It was weird. You know, you get in the house. Like, Big D had to go home because he started running a fever. So we're like, we got the podcast, man. You go that. But anyway, but it's weird. Like, you have habits. Like, I keep looking over here to look at Big D, and he's not there. It makes me sad. Mm-hmm. Get well, Big D. Everybody say a prayer for Big D. Pray for Big D. But no, everybody wants to be the bad guy. Everybody, it's because it's easy, I think. It's easy to get fired up and mad and then send off a tweet or go on Yelp or, you know, give a bad review on Amazon or Etsy or whatever it
is. My favorite are people who review restaurants on Facebook and then give them 1 star and say, never been there. What?
People do that?
Yes. Yeah.
Because, so it messes up their ratings.
Right. And I hate to say it. I think a lot of it is people who quite don't understand how that works. So maybe somebody they know went to this restaurant and checked in and it's like, rate this restaurant. And they'll give it 1 star. Never went there. Well,
yeah, your 1 star. Don't rate it if you've never been.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's weird.
Yeah. You see stuff like that on Amazon. People leave weird reviews about products they didn't buy.
What's weird, too, is I've gotten things off of Amazon. Like, I bought it in brick-and-mortar stores around town, and I've gone to Amazon to leave reviews, and sometimes they don't let them go because you're not a verified purchase. And I'm like, and I'll write it. I'll say, I did not buy this on Amazon. I bought it locally, but, and I'll go and describe the product. And I usually do that for good reviews.
Right.
And sometimes it dings it. It says, sorry, you know, not verified.
Nope.
I'm like, I have it. I have pictures included. You know, here's the thing about this or that or a flashlight or whatever it might be.
No, people, I don't know, man. People are weird. That's it.
Happy Birthday Jesus is coming up. We're going to be doing Happy Birthday Jesus like we do every year, except it's getting weirder. Like when my kids were cute, every Christmas morning, here's how it would work in our house. The kids would wake up, the dog would bark, everybody would be going crazy because they knew Santa Claus had passed. So we're like, okay, we're gonna go see Santa Claus and let's see what he left and all that kind of stuff. And we would sit at the top of the stairs before heading down and we would sing Happy Birthday to Jesus first. And then we would proceed to go downstairs and get to the toys and all that kind of stuff. And it was really cute and awesome when my kids were little. You know, when they're 2 and 3 years old, you know, that's cute. It's adorable. But now they're teenagers. And it's just weird because they're like, happy birthday. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm like, do we keep this tradition going or not? And Stacey and I were talking about it. And we're both on team, keep it going. But at the same time, it's like, are they going to think it's not cool?
They'll think it's not cool because they're teenagers and nothing is cool when you're a teenager. But then when they hit about, like when they go to college and they come home for the first Christmas, then it's like, because it's another tradition thing. So just let them get past the terrible teens, make them keep doing it, and then they're going to love it and they'll do it with their kids. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know. Just makes me laugh. And we were talking about that, and it just, I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, I have a daughter that fights that kind of stuff. Like, and it's not like, I'm not talking about religion. She fights anything that is a tradition. It's not religion, it's traditions. And she's like, why do we do this? And I'm like, well, because that's what we always do in our family. And the weird thing is as broadcasters and business owners and all that kind of stuff, we pride ourselves in we do things differently because we don't do it. This is how it's always been. Exactly.
This is how you got to do it.
Well, this is how it's always been. So we usually do the opposite. Yet whenever I go home, I'm a different person. I want those traditions. I want those little cute things like the happy birthday Jesus at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Now, I got divorced when Evangeline was 2.5. That Christmas, she was 2.5. And I don't know if that's when I got my tree or not, but if I did, it was 2011. So this is the 8th year in a row where it's a full size tree. It's like a 6-foot tree. Fake tree, pre-lit.
Love it.
Okay. I went to the store with her and let her pick the ornaments. And she picked this big thing of goldish, like, you know, different color, different shades of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Bulbs, there's like 40 of them in this little bucket. So I let her hang them wherever she wants. And we have a couple of other little ornaments people have given us that she hangs. And then we turn the tree on and it's done. There's nothing on top of it. There's no tree skirt. There's no nothing. It's our little tree in the same spot, in the same corner in my dining room where we put it up every year. And I have to give Vivica credit because she understands that we can't change these things. Especially now when Evangeline's 9, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she does try to improve them just a little bit. she's like, well, we could get a tree skirt. And at first I'm like, what if I should be bringing those tree skirt, put on my janky tree? That's how it's supposed to look. But you know what? She's not wrong. As long as you don't try to move it or buy a totally new tree, you know?
Yeah.
Because at some point, like you said, when she's a teenager, she won't care. But right now, it is extremely important to my 9-year-old child
and
that we get the same tree, the same ornaments.
Was so important.
Yeah, she wants things to be. She knows it's time to get out the tree.
It's reassurance.
And I set up the tree, and then she decorates it. I just sit there, and she decorates the whole thing by herself.
Why don't you have anything on top of the tree?
Because I'm a dude, and we forgot to buy something the first time. And I think I may have gotten this tree in 2010 when I was still married, and whatever it was on top, her mother took it. So it was hers. So I didn't get anything the next year. I let Evangeline pick out the ornaments, and then, you know, it's just never. So now it's like, Vivica goes, well, we need something to put on top of the tree. And Evangeline looks at her and goes, we don't put things on top of the tree. She does. That's how it is.
Just because.
This is how it is. It's our tree. We don't put things on top of the tree.
We don't put anything on top of the tree, but it's for a different reason. Because we have artificial trees. Like I said, we have 4 of them up right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Did we get a new artificial tree when the other one starts to look bad, and then we don't throw the other one away and it becomes a tree for, that's the one for the window. One for the living room. That's the one for the kitchen. That's the foyer. That's the whatever. We have trees,
too many trees
for days. But you know what? It's kind of cool too. I'm not going to make fun of that because I kind of like having the trees. It's very festive. But none of them, not a single one. Actually, let me go back. One of them this year has something on top. The reason we don't put anything on top is because, for some reason, the artificial trees don't hold the star or the angel or whatever you put on top of the tree right. They always go,
So it ends up that
every year they fall over and they kind of get flaccid. So I have doubled up. I've taken the top of the tree and bent it over onto itself to make it even stronger and more firm, and it still goes, every time, so we just don't do it. One tree this year, I have it on top, and it's bent. Instead of going all the way down like at a 90, it's at about a 45, and it's just kind of wonky looking. It makes the whole tree look crooked, and my kids complain about it. They're like, Dad, the tree's crooked. I'm like, the tree is not crooked. It's just the star that's crooked.
Well, growing up, we had an artificial tree, and I think the angel sat pretty good on top of it, but I don't know for sure.
Y'all can come in.
Yeah. Oh, Carson
y'all
has
can
a
come
friend.
In if you want.
Oh.
Come on in.
I hope they come in.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I missed the last thing you said.
Said we always had an angel, and it stayed on top pretty good.
Was it a lightweight angel? See, because ours is like, it's my mom made porcelain dolls when I was young, and she would put these dolls together and do the custom dresses and everything like that. So the heads are glass, and they will break if they fall from the top of the tree. So we have those in a box, and they're wrapped, and it's just crazy. I don't know.
Our friend Kelly is here, but we can't say her last name because we don't know if she's allowed to be. Just in case.
Kelly, hi.
So this is our podcast.
This is Kelly.
We just
spell
do once
it K-E-L-L-E-E-E-E. It's Kelly. There.
We do this once a week at the end, just kind of like a wrap up. Hi, how are you? But you don't get to see D because he had a fever, so we sent him home.
Yeah, you don't
he's
want those kids
sick.
At school.
I love
something.
Him. I've always loved him. Yeah. Sorry.
That's
thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
I like
that.
You a lot, though.
I like you a lot, but oh, wow. It's not the
but
same.
But he's always texted me.
So Kelly and Carson are going to lunch. It's almost lunchtime. We're running
yeah.
late.
No
worries.
I'm
podcasting, so.
No, talk to her so I can go finish
oh, yeah, go,
my
okay.
stuff.
So yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
Do you put anything on top of your tree?
Yes.
Is it a real tree or a fake tree?
I put a star. It's real, please.
Oh, okay.
I'm already losing all my needles, and I love it.
Yeah, no, fake tree every year.
Where do you have where do you have your tree at the house? Is it by something hot?
You know, thank you for asking. It is not above a heating vent or by a propane tank. It is in my picture window, so that I've always wanted a picture window, and you can see it from the street, and it's quite beautiful. I love it. I want to have some figgy pudding.
Talking with a fake accent in case people recognize your voice.
I want to be like Christmas Carol, Roy.
Well, I was just, the reason I asked is because, you know, we found out that you can't put your real tree by heat sources whatsoever or else it dries it out.
Oh, look at Bubba's fake Christmas sweater. It's got firemen putting out Christmas trees on fire. It's his, he's a fireman, so he's got
you're a fireman?
Yeah, he's got
right.
a fireman
I
Christmas
don't
sweater.
I don't love Big D anymore. You're my new one.
By the way, this weekend is going to be awesome because this weekend is my first ever, because this has been my first year with the fire department, my first ever Santa ride. And when I was little, like, it was the coolest thing in the world whenever Santa Claus would ride through my neighborhood on the fire engine. And so
I
get
focus
to go and,
now. You're
I get
so
to go
much hotter now that you're a fireman.
Oh, is that what
uh-huh. No, I have such a thing for firemen of all ages. Oh, hey. I didn't realize. Yeah.
Yeah.
Camera.
Facebook.
Oh, hey. Squirrel. I love all firemen. I love young, hot firemen. I love old chiefs with, like, the big hands like John Wayne. I think they're heroes, and I am Big D who? You are my man now, Bubba.
See, that's
crazy.
How
redemption. I
it
feel
happens
way
like
better.
That,
it
and
does.
All of a sudden, and then it's totally changed.
Flip a switch. That's so cool. Tell me how you decided to do that. Is it something you want to do your whole life?
Okay, so when I was 5 years old, actually four, my mom corrected me. I thought it was five. It was a year before kindergarten. Our house burned down. It caught fire, and the firemen, I was there. We got to watch the firemen run in and out and all that. And I always said, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to be a fireman. Uh-huh. And then I got into radio and never got out of radio. So that dream went by the wayside. I always said when I was little, I would be a fireman, a pilot, and an astronaut. I'm already a pilot, and I was fishing a whole lot. I know that sounds like a horrible problem to have, but, you know, whenever you do like a morning show, you're done at noon or one. You have the whole rest of the day to yourself.
Do
and
you?
Yeah.
Do you?
He yeah. does.
I does.
Good for you.
So I would be fishing every day, and I'm like, you know, I'm out here by myself fishing, and it's great, and it's awesome, but I'm not old. You know, this is a great life for a guy who's 70 and retired. I'm not there yet. So I was like, I still
have
gas in the tank.
I'm hot. I'm virile. I can wear
no,
suspenders.
I'm not. Actually, I've been fixed.
I'm going to go, you know, spray water on things that are burning or whatever. You know,
put the wet stuff on the red stuff.
The fire is traumatic. I almost burned down the Catholic Church.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Right out of college, I worked for the Archdiocese of Louisville, right?
I wanted to say on purpose, but It's a bad joke. You know what? I'm sorry about that joke.
The universe takes care of things. So,
by the way, I'm Catholic, so I can make that joke.
Me too. Recovering Catholic.
That's
too.
Right.
Okay, all so girls Catholic school kind of explains it all, people. I was working for the church, and I worked for the coolest, most bad A. Can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it. Just, okay, so coolest. Yeah,
cool nun who actually subsequently left the church. But we were going to a meeting and she loved candles. She loved candles so, so much. They had just built this beautiful, like, you know, it was 20 or 25, maybe 30. It was a while back, and it was a very, a multi-million dollar archdiocesan building on the Dixie Highway. And I was like, just right out of college, and just, I was working at WLRS in Louisville. So the rock station in the morning, mm-hmm. and then the Catholic church in the afternoon.
Right.
FYI, bigger egos in the Catholic church than radio, believe it or not.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
So,
I know radio people, yeah. and there's some ego.
So we had a meeting, and I did not blow out the candle before I left the office.
Uh-oh.
Now, I blame Sister Marie because...
Did it burn down all the way? And then it got the counter hot.
All right, you know, hold on to your hose there, firefighter. I'm still working on the story.
Well,
yeah.
So I go to the meeting. You tell a story
Sister
like my mother-in-law.
Sister Marie hangs the felt, like, you know, Advent calendar above the candle. What do you think happened, fireman?
I have no idea.
Fireman.
It either fell off or the felt just caught
fire. Fell right onto the candle.
Yeah.
And there was so much smoke. No, it was just like wall damage. But the fire, we're all in the meeting and the woo, you know, bad fire truck noise. But they pull up and it seemed like the whole building was on fire. It only created wall damage. But it goes fast. So, yes, I have learned a very valuable lesson here on the Big D and Bubba podcast today. Yeah. I will check where my tree is.
Always look where your tree is.
See?
Some good came
like
out of
learned
today.
I feel like we've learned some good lessons to wrap up. This is our last podcast for the year because we're not working the whole week next week, and there's no podcast.
And real quick, I have to say something because my brother is watching. My brother also was a firefighter, and I didn't know it until I became a firefighter. He goes, yeah, I did that too. I didn't either. He was a volunteer firefighter in Charleston.
I feel like the kind of thing Donovan would have brought up at some point.
I don't know if it was during his Navy years or his Coast Guard years. I don't know, but either way, he did it, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, man.
What's your coolest experience yet as a fireman?
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, I'll tell you off. I mean,
okay.
I don't
feel comfortable.
Well,
it's Christmas.
Firefighter
I don't really want to be told off.
Well, not
off.
Only that, though, because anytime you have medical stuff, then you have HIPAA issues.
Have you just walked slow-mo out of a building with a child in your arms?
No. No. I did it with a doll once, though, in training. I rescued a baby doll.
That works.
I rescued
I love
two
that.
Baby dolls in one day.
Listen, you're a hero. I'm not teasing. I do love firefighters, and that's why. Like, that's really cool you're doing that.
Well, thank you. It's really awesome. Cool. And, you know, I've said it a bunch. If ever that's been on your bucket list, do it. Because you're not getting any younger. Do it, do it, do it. It's cool. It's fun. And who knows? You might be on the truck next year
like
with Santa
I
Claus.
I contribute to society in other ways that don't involve me.
Oh, yes. No.
Trying to... You know, put out fire. I'm just not built for it.
You could just audition for the calendar. That's where it started. I emceed a calendar event. I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, firefighters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm the fat one. You know, that's the thing. Like at ours, I'm definitely the fat one.
Oh, they're all hot. You're hot.
Okay. Well, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, I don't know what I walked back into. But
God bless us, everyone.
Bubba being hotter now that he's a firefighter. And I don't know how that happened.
So anyway, Merry Christmas to you
as
you have put up with our podcast again for another year. Don't forget, I do want to give a shout out to our app. Dun-dun-dun. Hey, app, you're awesome. No, it's just we have a cool – somebody mentioned that they listen to us on TuneIn, which is another radio app. But look, we got everything on the Big D and Bubba app right where you need it.
Yes.
We've got the podcast. We've got the live show. We've got
all of our videos.
Social media videos.
Everything is there.
So get that. It's for Droid and Apple, and it's free.
It's free.
And
Big
you
D
need
and
to
just
jump.
Search Big D and Bubba on the Google Play or the
jump
iTunes
all over it.
Whatever.
That we always have it.
All right.
The podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. One more time, Merry Christmas, guy.
Merry Christmas!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Where?
On the radio.
When?
Every day. It was the podcast.